I'm losing track of the knobs here. Sorry. Because I gotta. Travis echoes if I'm not like over here paying attention to him talking, so I gotta turn him up.
Quit messing with my knob. God damn.
Matches up in front of you.
No, I expected you to do it, but I'll do it.
Oh, okay, because I'm not doing enough. Oh, the new world champion?
I need a second. I need a second.
The new champion for All Elite Wrestling? Yeah. Mr. Samoa Joe?
Stop talking to me.
Cool. And welcome back, everybody, to the Turnbuckle, Snapmare, Bruiser Nation production, as we barrel closer to Prediction Palooza. But first, we got to run those ropes. We got to run them at a fairly prolific rate.
And you know how I get the energy to run those ropes? Our good friends over at W, because if you're feeling sluggish and drained during the day, seeking an energy boost that won't leave you with the jitters or crashes, look no further than W Energy.
W!
Our unique ingredient, coffee fruit cherry extract, provides laser focus and fast reflect effects perfect for gamers and creators. That's us, because we do both of those things. I play video games. I create things on the intranets. You create things or are a part of creating things on the intranets. That's us.
And thanks to Dobby!
And transparency matters to us. I like to know what's going into my body mostly. I don't deep dive it. I drink soda. I don't deep dive it. That's too much. I don't want to know all the terrible things I'm putting in, but it does feel good to know that there is a healthier energy than your tall cans at the gas stations and the grocery stores. Which is why W's labels disclose full ingredient amounts, and their products are free from fillers, artificial colors, and dyes. Plus, they're sugar-free, maltodextrin-free, and keto-friendly, and with a variety of clean and delicious energy drinks, including flavors like Calio Cream, Push and Punch, and Galaxy Grenade, and our favorite big energy tears. It tastes like blue Gatorade. It's great, but it's better for you than blue Gatorade because there's no maltodextrins in it and stuff like that.
Damn it!
Has something for everyone. Visit W.GG. Use that code BUCKLE for 10% off. They pass that savings to us, and there's a convenient link right in the description of this episode right now. Not, oh, on Saturday when I release it. It's right now. Right there. Right now.
Damn it!
So go ahead. Right-click that link. Open it in another tab while you continue watching To the Turnbuckle and order yourself some W today. Now we can run the ropes.
Dobby!
Tammy probably hates it.
I don't think so.
All right, so we got to talk about it because it was big news.
On April Fool's Day of all days, it was huge news, wasn't it? It got people going. Got the folks. Let's talk about it. You know, Vince McMahon's going through some things.
Yep.
Well, it came out on April Fool's Day of all days. The New York Post, which is another Rupert Murdoch publication, just for the Wall Street Journal's broke a lot of these things, and that's another Rupert Murdoch publication, that his accuser, Janelle Grant, allegedly wrote him a love letter. A 5-page worth love letter. Little love letters in the sand, baby. You know what I'm talking about? Print it up, man. Now, I want to be fair to everybody. I read the love letter. I read all 5 pages of that. So everybody's lawyer has come out and made a statement here. Should I get to those?
Sure.
All right.
Should I get to some of these statements here? We do. All right. So,
Janelle Grant's lawyer argues for Vince McMahon, this is further proof of misconduct, redoing and editing letter. It wasn't love. It was fear of repercussions. She, Grant, was frankly an emotional prisoner and was asked to write a love letter by Vince McMahon. This isn't a new thing like Gotcha, Callis said, which is the last name of her lawyer. It happens when people are sex trafficked. Vince's lawyer, who also represented MLW during the lawsuit against WWE.
Yeah, that's wild.
Odd,
I'll tell you what, Vince can talk a lot of people into a lot of things.
Fair. Is it Vince or his money?
I have no idea.
Probably both.
Ms. Grant's letter is just one piece of evidence demonstrating the relationship was consensual and her allegations in the lawsuit are false. Her further goes on, her attorney is now desperately trying to explain it away because it shows the relationship was consensual and the lawsuit's allegations are a sham. The false explanation that it was coerced is nonsense. Now, her lawyer, being Janelle Grant's lawyer, says that this clearly was released by Vince essentially because of to intimidate her. And then John Laurinaitis' lawyer came on through because why not?
Why not? Why not?
It says Judge Callis was a learned judge and a skilled litigator. Brendan wrote to us in an email. Brendan is the last name of Laurinaitis' lawyer. I anticipate she will ultimately see that Mr. Laurinaitis is, like her client, a victim in this case, and Judge Callis will do the right thing and dismiss my client from this lawsuit. In the event she does not, my client will clear his name and reputation in court and not in the media. All right, so we got everybody, all the lawyers done coming on in. Everybody saying hello, how we doing? Proper litigation as we speak. So much he said, she said.
Surprise!
who didn't see that
surprise.
Coming? Who didn't see that coming? So, this love letter was published. She calls Vince her soulmate, the love of her life. She talks openly about how people. Let's get some quotes here. I don't want to misquote anything. Fair. And then we'll get your thoughts. We'll get my thoughts. We'll get everybody's thoughts. We'll get the Bucker Brigade's thoughts, and we'll find out who the thought was here. So a lot of things were said. I mean, a lot of things were said, right?
A lot.
Have you read the letter?
Most of it.
I'm just curious because there was a lot of things that said here. So let's get some quotes. Let's get some quotes. Do want to be clear. The Paul, her lawyer says the Paul whom Grant mentions is Paul, I believe that's Mainarati, who works as an executive assistant for WWE, not Paul Levesque. Just want to be clear. Her lawyer said that she couldn't comment on this time if Paul knew Paul Levesque being new or not. She can't comment on that at this juncture. Let's find some quotes. I'm scrolling up. Pardon me. it was an interesting love letter. She says, her lawyer says that she even stole things because it was coerced from pop culture at the time. Here's some quotes. After almost 3 years together, it's like my life isn't even real to me unless you're there and I'm sharing it with you. I just can't picture these things when we're talking about Vince McMahon, otherwise or not. I just can't do it. I can't possibly do it. It's weird. Now, Vince's lawyer did point out, and this is the most interesting comment, I think, from Vince's lawyer that makes me go, fair point. Nowhere in her, what is that, voluminous complaint that is replete with fabrications does she mention being coerced into such behavior. The language of the letter is consistent with other communications she made to Mr. McMahon over the course of their consensual relationship. That's a fair point. I think that's worth noting.
It's fine.
Is it weird to you that it wasn't in the lawsuit? I think it is. That odd to you? I'm asking.
Not particularly.
She said
because I'll be completely honest. Sure. If people want to lean more one way than the other and they see this letter, they're going to tilt that way just by seeing this letter, depending on whichever side of the public side of the argument that you fall on. This is going to be like, oh, okay, so that's definitely happened this way, or oh, okay, it definitely happened this way, and they're somewhere in the middle. I don't think they really wanted anyone to find out. Maybe they didn't think anyone would find the letter, but everything gets found out in discovery. You don't, if you're her, and her lawyer, Janelle Grant, and her lawyer, you don't broadcast this. This was written. If you were coerced or not, you don't. It's not smart. Same with, you know, Vince and his team. Everything that they're saying could be complete bullshit.
Sure.
Everything they're saying could be complete bullshit. Absolutely. Because we are dealing with lawyers.
Absolutely.
And so I don't... Now, because we had this conversation in the chat, and I mean, yeah, it can...
Got a little testy.
Can muddy the waters a little bit, but also when I started reading that letter, and the reason why I could only read portions of it, because when I read that letter, I'm like... This is not fucking love. This is a fucking trap. And because I know the history, she lost her parents. She was about to get evicted. Here comes superhero Vince McMahon, who she's idolized forever.
Yeah.
Saves the day, gives her a dream job, pays for all of these things. The more we have learned about abuse and everything else as we go into the 2024s, 2025s, and 2030s, that is not love. That is unhealthy attachment to another person because of what they did for you. That feels like love. That we've all made that mistake. We've all done that. Who hasn't thought this is love when it's not? I mean, unless you're haven't been in love yet because you were a kid, but most of us adults have thought we were in love and then, oh, wait, no, we weren't. It's just harder to realize that when you're in the situation and he's taking care of you. You know, like, good job, paying for shit, who knows what else. I don't want to comment on all the other gross shit. I really don't want to talk about that. It's not pertinent to the conversation we're having today because we're talking about the letter.
In another passage, Grant wrote, "I feel understood, accepted, loved, and appreciated for who I am at my core. You see my heart, you see my..." The man has no heart.
And that's it. All of that, again,
you
that's
see my
not...
soul, there are few people who know the secret of making heaven here on earth. You are one of those rare people.
Yeah, that does not sound like Vince McMahon for one. And for two, why, like, I could kind of buy maybe the fabrication and grabbing shit out because, like, when do people talk like this? People don't talk like that. You know when people talk like that? When they write their own vows at a wedding. That's not a love letter. That's the bride took way too long before the vows to give her speech. Or when they're done, the bride gets a speech. So she made that. That's a speech. Like, that's, I don't know. People don't talk like
here's
that.
Here's another interesting little piece of it. Whether it's your assistants, a chef, of course Vince has got a chef, that would make sense. Brad, Nick, Johnny, or whoever sees us together, I think it's undeniable, or anyone who sees us, that we are in love with a capital L. Again, this further, because again, Paul is not Paul Triple H of the Act, but this does further implicate, and again, no one bats an eye at this for some reason, weird to me, that Nick Khan was very aware of these things, very aware. She alleges in her original lawsuit complaint, the voluminous one, that he helped cover up and scheme for how to pull this off. And no one is batting an eye. Nick Khan just did media with Ariel this yesterday, didn't he? No one cares. It's weird to me.
Did he do it yesterday?
Yeah, he did. He's doing a budget because we now know for a fact he is corporate officer number one in this lawsuit. We know that for a fact.
Yeah.
And no one is, and she alleges that he, specifically him, Nick Khan, the man who CM Punk said is the reason he's back in WWE. She alleges, ladies and gentlemen, that Nick Khan helped Vince come up with the scheme on how to pull this off. Guess what? If Vince is a predator, like we're alleging he is, in society, if you help a predator pull off the scheme, you are nearly as bad as the predator.
You're definitely an enabler. Definitely.
And nobody is batting an eye.
Maybe Ariel Helwani should ask that question.
And even WWE, and I'm not trying to tear down Janelle Grant. If Vince is guilty of these things and committed these heinous crimes, true abuse, I want Vince to be punished to the fullest extent of the law, and I see that as a man who loves Vince McMahon. There's no place for anything close to rape and coercion and harassment. There's no place for that. That's indefensible no matter who does what. I want that to be 100% clear. But the fact that we're all glossing over, including the WWE and TKO, who have come out and said that, no, Nick Khan had no idea of these things until this allegation was made public. They said that, I'm paraphrasing, but they said that on Twitter the day that he was first implicated as corporate officer number one, right? That's what they said, yes?
Sure.
They did. And so my point is, why, folks, if she is, and I'm not saying she's not, I want that to be clear. Jason, if she is credible in one area, why is Nick Khan not on administrative leave from this company? Because it was credible enough that Slim Jim pulled their advertising, which is why Vince resigned. Let's not spin it any other way. If sponsorship doesn't pull, Vince McMahon's sitting there going, I like my chair.
Yeah, you're not wrong.
He probably wouldn't
be anywhere.
He's probably
if
going
no would have.
Look, I can spin well, with my cane in my hand.
I think you answered your own question.
What is?
No one's threatened to pull out of their deals because Nick Khan is still there.
But isn't it shameful that we are now cherry picking what is correct? We are, and again, I want to be understand something here, folks. If Vince is guilty, I want to again say this. If Vince is guilty of these things, if this went down the way she says it went down, he should be punished to the fullest extent of the law. No questions asked. But if that is the case, why is it, from a WWE standpoint, are we quick to go, Nick Khan didn't do these things? But we didn't say Vince McMahon didn't do these things.
Weird to me.
It's not to me.
Because here's what happened, folks. Whether it's right or wrong, we're going to find out. Here we go, McCarthy. You and I might have a problem here. We'll see what happens.
Here we go.
They are attorney Vince. Whether it's rightfully or wrongfully is yet to be determined. We'll see in the eyes of the law, correct?
Sure.
They are turning Vince into the scapegoat. We're going to run his ass over as many times as humanly possible until that cold black heart stops beating. We'll put him in prison, and whether he did it or not, if we make him look bad and distance ourselves to hell with what everybody else knew.
Look, I think that's oversimplifying the situation.
If Nick Khan knew, and he did nothing to help, and matter of fact, helped Vince come along, isn't he almost just as guilty?
Well, yeah. He's an accessory. I don't know what to tell you, bro. I don't know what, because here's the thing. Even though he may have allegedly come up with the idea.
Which is what she alleges in the same complaint.
That's what I'm, allegedly.
Yep. Yeah.
But who is named? Who allegedly did the deeds? That's the main thing that we have to worry about here. Now, I agree. It's a little corporate-y thing that they didn't want him here to begin with, but they knew the sale would not happen if he wasn't involved, and they didn't say, you're going to stay.
Yeah.
They let Vince hang himself, just like Tony let CM Punk hang himself. That's what I see.
Can I tell you why
this
I'm
was their
by that answer?
This was their excuse to get rid of him. They didn't want him there.
Exactly. That's it right there, ladies and gentlemen. That is it. And again, he deserves that on some level, probably whether he did these things or not. I know. Vince McMahon has been a scumbag genius for as long as he's been walking these halls of Earth. I get it.
I think.
But someone got the drop on him. Well, and they knifed his ass in the back.
Don't do bad things. Then they can't force you out.
he has always done bad things.
Yeah, and it caught up with him, didn't it?
Yeah, I suppose so. We'll see in the long run.
Karma's a bitch.
But all kidding aside, if this is getting spun, if, and I said if this is getting spun out of proportion, that's bad for everybody that's been involved in the Me Too movement and things of that nature. That's awful.
It is. It could set it back if it's getting spun out of, but I think
again,
we also...
I know that people go, well, Vince deserves on some level, and I think you're right, because he's been a very questionable human being for a long
but
time.
Here's the whole thing, and I think this is the last thing we said the other day when we were talking about it in the chat. Consent is very cut and dry. If even one time he messages her, if you don't do what I say, you are fired.
Yeah.
There is never another chance to consent.
Agreed.
That's not, and I think that's, even though, yes, maybe Nick Khan should be slightly held accountable if it's proven true that he helped Vince cover shit up. But we have to take all of that into consideration when we're looking at this, because a lot of times abuse victims don't realize they're in abuse when it's happening. A lot of, and like I said, the second you say you're fired if you don't do this,
agreed,
that's not consent, and it's never going to be consent because that threat is always going to be there. Just like as a husband, if your wife says no, you can't just hop the fuck on anyway.
Yep, gotcha.
That's rape.
Yeah.
Consent's very similar.
Absolutely. 100%.
If you are too drunk, technically, you cannot consent to sex with someone else.
You're right.
So, like, and that's what this is going to come down to. It's all the things that happened and the pawning her off on other dudes and threesomes and him shitting on her. That's all window dressing to the real issue.
Yeah,
did he use his position of power to get her to say yes to
absolutely
these things? That's 100%. What we're getting at. Because you can even say, like, this didn't even have to come out for them to fire him, because he was part of creating the new policy at TKO that says you're not allowed to have relationships with
isn't
someone
that's
important to you. So people were going to find out anyway.
I was like, so, did he help sign off on that,
like,
dude?
What are we doing, Vince? But, I mean, when you have a room full of people, we have to put this in here.
So here's my peccadillo. I don't think anything you said is untrue. I don't think anything you said, I don't disagree at all. My issue is this. We looked at the allegation, and they are heinous, and they are ugly, and they are serious, and should be taken as such. However, we should not say, in my opinion, and here comes a hot take from old Uncle Logie, we should not say they're 100% facts. And if we're going to say it's 100% facts, then Nick Khan ought to go too. Because Brock Lesnar is not a WrestleMania, because we take that allegation, whose name is also not in there. Whose name is also not in there.
Okay.
And we've decided that's a fact, and so he's not working WrestleMania or anywhere for the time being.
I mean, corporately, it's smart when these allegations are out there that anybody attached to it isn't going to be on TV and shit.
Absolutely, like, but Nick Khan's out doing media.
I don't know, man.
Exactly. I got you. I got you.
No, you didn't. Because here's the thing. When I say got you, I don't mean get you.
I mean the hypocrisy of people. Because Vince is Satan, and we want him to die, so we don't care if we run him over.
Here's the thing. There's no history of misdeeds, as far as we know, is Nick Khan.
Sure.
These come out, and there is video evidence of, okay, yeah, I could see Vince doing that because of things he used to do with the women on live TV. I think that's a big part of it.
Okay.
Yeah, it's real easy to believe all these are real because damn near all of that shit happened on WWE aside from shitting and pissing on people.
Sure.
Yeah, kind of that happened on WWE television in the Attitude Era and after.
But we would argue that he's playing a character.
You can argue that, but how many guys are themselves. You use it to say they're not acting because they're being themselves, just turned up to 11. Yeah. Well,
but so then my question, fine.
It's easier for people to say, and it's not part of it is because they already hate Vince McMahon. But
I'm glad we agree.
Part of it also is because when I started reading that, I'm like, okay. I could see. I've watched Vince McMahon operate. I don't study Vince McMahon, but I've know how he used to shit on people. Not like literally on people, but I don't like you. I'm not going to deal with you. You're at the bottom of the barrel. All that, like the things he put Hunter through because he was the only one there after the curtain call. Like that's low down dirty bullshit.
So whether
you like Hunter or not,
and I don't.
But I think that's the core of why it's so easy to just go for everyone to go ahead and say, yeah, this definitely probably happened because you can go back and oh shit that wow yeah I can now okay someone like that would put this on my television screen.
But then I ask you this, and it's my final question because we got to move on to stock sale and everything else. I ask you this: then why is Brock Lesnar going down too? There's not a history of allegations or bad treatment based on the look at on Brock Lesnar, because he is also not directly named.
It's damage control because there's enough he said, she said, and then when it's like maybe it's not that big of a deal with Brock, it's almost too late. WrestleMania is already up and kicking. They already changed plans for Gunther. It's like, all right, so maybe we'll hold him off.
Well, until
because at first it was damage control. Now I think just everything had to move. All the stories had to move past him.
And here's another thing I believe, and we got to move on to his stock sale.
Because he's in the game, right?
Not playable.
Not playable?
You can use him in what they call the showcase mode, but you can't pick him when you go on a 1-8-1-0. Because they use Lesnar for the showcase mode for Taker, because that's the big
one. Oh, okay.
But you cannot use him in a one-on-one match. You can only use him in the showcase mode.
That's weird.
Similar to Vince.
That's weird.
They're both in the game, but you cannot pick them. Anywho, so my final thought is this. I personally believe that is unfair, that is wrong, even if Vince deserves that, and on some level he does. I think that cherry-picking bullshit is in that corporate, you know, we're just going to gloss over that Nick Khan is corporate officer number one. And fine, if you wanted to do it to Vince, because his name is directly implicated and we can kind of all see that, that's fine. I guess. I don't necessarily like it. I don't think that's fair, because technically if this world is spent doing, well, this person wasn't fair to so-and-so, so then we're just going to get them even, good for you, but that doesn't make it right. Does that make sense? But then number two, leave Vince aside. Fine, let's run his ass over with a big bus. Brock Lesnar, you know, he ain't implicated either, and he's in the witness protection program. I just don't like the pick and choosy corporate bullshit. And here's my final thought on this. I think all this makes it more likely they have a big ass settlement. Because the reality is WWE doesn't want this to go to Discovery. The reality is they're going to fight like hell to make sure it doesn't go to Discovery. Because this isn't out of Discovery yet. They're not there.
They're
yet.
Still looking
this
for shit.
This was a leak. I think they're going to say how much money, pick a number, and they'll do whatever she asks. Now she has every right to stand her ground and go, I'm not. But I think it might get to the sums that you just go, my life is set. They'll give that woman generational wealth. And so I think this makes it more likely they're going to settle, because if not, I think Nick Khan goes down, and clearly he's a new golden boy. I have no idea on Triple H. I'm not going to speculate. But I think you're going to see a humongous culture issue. And I think this further proves that. So I think they're going to settle, and then the dust settles, and we'll see what happens. And speaking of dust settling and see what happens, Vince McMahon sold even more stock. He made another $100 million
last week.
Yeah, he did.
That does not include the totals of what he continues to make as a significant shareholder, because he still is at about 7.5% now. After the which is still the most single biggest shareholder they have, obviously Brandon Thurston, WrestleNomics, keeps us really up to date on that. He sold another $100 million. That brings his stock selling totals profits to this $1.2 billion, billion with a B. That does not include, I want you to understand this, Jason, because I have a question here. Let me paint the picture. I'm like Mozart. I'm like Bob Ross. Let me paint you some trees. $1.2 billion in stock sales. That does not include what he continues to make every day as the top shareholder. That does not include what he made from the sale, which, again, the company was sold for like $4 billion, and he gets a huge chunk of that because I'm Vince McMahon, damn it. That does not include whatever he made as executive chairman for his short time. That doesn't include whatever else he's got his fingers in a whole lot of different pots. He's a rich son of a bitch, right?
Yeah.
Why is he stockpiling this money? Because he's stockpiling it at this point.
For his defense? To buy... okay, here it is. I'll give you three options, yep. And you tell me what it is.
Okay.
For his defense team?
Possible.
To buy a non-extradition island?
Could be.
To buy a wrestling company?
Well, I know what one I think it is.
Pray tell.
I think, here's my, and I want you to understand something. I'm not saying I'm correct, folks, but I want you to understand, you heard it here first. First, before anybody, after Vince's original retirement, that this game wasn't over. Right? You heard it here first. I understand this man's deranged psyche to a certain extent. I don't understand whatever he may have done with Janelle Grant. That's disturbing.
I don't understand trying to destroy his own company either, but...
If I can't have it, nobody can!
Fucking crier, isn't the idea to make something successful and then sell it?
You would think.
How this shit works.
Normal. He's not normal. So here's my thought process. Because I've been racking my brain because... I think some of it is for his legal team. Absolutely. But right now, we're at one lawsuit. It's not exactly a Bill Cosby or Donald Trump number of tons of different litigations. We're at one. Doesn't mean there won't be more. I'm talking about right now as we know. So I think some of it could be for that. But I think he either is stockpiling money for the day the stock goes down and then he's buying a shitload, which gives him more power. Or he can't find a path back, and he goes, you know what? I'm going to spend the rest of my life, and I'm going to buy a wrestling company, and my competition will be my competition, me. And before you go, well, that's crazy, Logan. I told you folks that he would do whatever he had to do to get back into power, and he threatened to bankrupt the damn company to do so. Now, we'll see what legal litigation happens. But if the man somehow were to avoid prison or charges as a whole, we know he's under federal investigation as we currently speak, this won't be his swan song. He won't allow it. That's not the way he is wired. Now, what you heard me say there is that's not that he won't allow it. That is not should he, could he, none of that. I said I know how he thinks, and he won't do it. And the more you say, well, you're crazy, you can't find a path back, you can't possibly start another wrestling company if you can't find a path back, the more people tell him this is a bad idea, that's the more people that he goes, screw you, I'm going to do it. I'm telling you, he either is planning for something, he's either hoping the stock seriously falls, in which case, because stock is public, you can buy and sell as much as you, no one could stop him from buying a majority share if he so desired to do it and had the money to do so. There's nothing that could currently stop that. So he's either waiting for that moment, a little more unlikely, or here's what I really believe is going to happen. He's going to buy and invest in another wrestling company, and he's not going to take it public because part of the issue he's facing now is the fact that he took it public. And you might say, well Logan, because I've said this to a few people, he's 78 years old. He doesn't think that way. He doesn't look at his life being over.
Oh, he still thinks he's at the top of his creative prowess when we all know he's not.
He doesn't. So you have to remember the way he thinks. He told Kurt Angle, I'm going to live to 112, and they're going to have to pry this company from my cold, dead hands.
I'm going to live till I'm 113.
I'm not saying that's a lot. I'm not saying that's logical. I'm saying this man does not believe he's anywhere near dying.
That's fine.
He doesn't look at 78 and go, I'm at the end of my game. Matter of fact, he said in the CNBC interview, something that doesn't get talked about a lot, he said, I could do everything Ari Emanuel's doing now with this deal, but it would take me another 10 years. He said that at 77 years old. It would just take me another 10 years. He could do. He could. He believed that he could achieve every bit of monocle value that he was getting from the sale in 10 years, and he said, "I just don't want to spend the next 10 years doing so. It's the easiest option." So he certainly plans to be here at 87, 97, 107.
None of us plan to leave early. I want to live as long as possible. I don't know what that number is.
Well, he told ESPN he doesn't intend to die.
He can kiss my ass. We all die.
I know.
I don't care. I don't care if he believes that he lives to 100. I don't care. Like cool. He as a businessman, he should think that way. You're saying things like, "I'm going to be surprised."
So let me.
That's not news to me.
Well, I don't necessarily say it for you. I say it for the people. For when these things come true, I can tell you.
Well, I'm here to respond to it, so you're saying it to me.
So let me ask you: what do you think he's doing? Do you think he's doing something?
He's doing something.
Do you think he's up to something?
He's always up to something. It's fucking Vince McMahon. Come on now.
All right. What do you think he's up to?
Probably defense. Probably. A company if all this blows over. And maybe, even though I said I was going to give you multiple choice, I'm making a D.
Sure.
A movie production company. Isn't that what he wanted all along? He really didn't want to be in the pro wrestling business to begin with. Like he took the opportunity and he made wrestling what it is. But WWE Films already tells you that his last goal is to make successful movies.
I like movies.
Maybe that's what he's stockpiling money for. Good. He's like, man, damn, Rock's got a pretty good guy. I can make a better production company than Dwayne.
Seven
got
bucks.
This.
I got billions.
He'll call it billions of bucks, probably too.
I think that. Because he's so stubborn.
And I only added the D because I just thought of it while I was talking.
He's so stubborn that I think if he thinks he can't find some sort of path back to the WWE, he'll go, "Well, you much a turncoat. I'm going to spend the rest of my life shoving it up your ass."
He fits right in with all those Hollywood assholes, so it's fine.
I think he's going to spend the rest of his life trying to shove it up their ass.
It's fine.
We've always wanted WWE to have real competition. Good, real competition. Because people say, well, we couldn't.
Well, now, hold on. Money doesn't make it competition, guys. Let's get real. Let's get real here.
Because I asked.
Because that's what everybody's going to say.
I asked Dave Meltzer on Twitter. I said, "Do you think Vince is stockpiling for another company? Why is he stockpiling all this money?" And Dave responded to me and said he could, but he's smart enough to know the lay of the land and know that he couldn't make it work. Why couldn't he make it work?
Because there's so much hatred that no one would watch it. I think that's what it would.
But people watched when he was running the WWE.
This is different. There's no stars to get you in there. It's the same issue that AEW is facing.
You don't think he couldn't get some stars? He's got people out there willing to die for him.
Depends where their contracts are. Depends how they're being used. Like, if they're happy and getting paid, they're not leaving. Most people don't leave because they're happy.
Vince and his Jedi, I think he could pull it off. And I'm not saying he could pull off a company the size of WWE. That is not what I'm saying. That won't happen. Can he present a viable third brand to the first two? Absolutely, I believe he could do that.
I'd see him buying TNA or NWA instead of starting from scratch.
And I think he would take that.
Because I don't think there's...
Certainly he would rename either one of them because to hell with the NWA.
Well, of course
he
would.
And then he would say TNA's, that's such a stupid ass
name. And that's another feather in his cap because he bought competition again.
Yeah!
So, I mean, I don't see it being from scratch. There ain't no way. I don't think he has enough people on his side to do that. But to buy it? To buy it from Billy Corgan? Maybe.
Because he would, and someone on...
To really give TNA an influx in money? Because, I mean, even though...
He would be the...
Their ownership with, I don't forget who owns them.
Anthem.
They're willing to put in more money. It's not like a blank check. There's still a budget.
I agree with you. I think he'll end up buying the next company that is sold. As far as if he thinks it's a viable brand that he can mess around with. And turn into something. Again, that is if criminal charges don't come. There's a lot of big ifs. But if it stays as it is, his story ain't done. He won't allow it. That's not how he works. I don't think he'd buy the NWA because someone asked Dave that directly, which is why I responded to that tweet. He goes, "It'll never happen." It'll. Do you think he could buy the NWA from Billy Corgan was the question. Dave said it'll never happen. Well, as some people pointed out to him, as you should always say in wrestling, never say never. Because it's a money pit, the NWA is, unfortunately. But I think TNA is the more likely option. Should he present enough money? Because he needs something that already has a structure in place in terms of TV and things of that nature. I think he could. And I got to tell you, we'll see what the rest of the year brings. But I think he will.
There's a possibility. Since you brought him up, what did you think of his... What do you mean a goof? You talk to me comment back to CM Punk.
What's that?
Meltzer.
Oh.
Because CM Punk called him a goof. Yeah. And he's like, what do you mean a goof? You called me. You asked me how ratings work.
CM Punk, like all of us, is as honest as he is occasionally a liar. As it's clear.
That's why, like, okay, yeah. So all of this bullshit... All of this dirt sheet talk, all of this, all of that.
He contributed to it.
You contributed to it, you fucking hypocrite. Get serious. What are we doing? Are we kayfabing or not?
Because I don't think... I don't think Dave's lying about it.
I don't think he is either, because CM Punk didn't come out and say anything. Yeah. If he was lying, CM Punk would have been all over it. It's fucking stupid. It's fucking stupid. You didn't want to be there. You didn't want to be there at all. Like I said, the second Tony Khan called him, he's like, this is how I get back. This is how I make WWE pay me. This is how I make WWE realize how good I am and what kind of a draw I am by coming over here and proving it. Because Cody did the same thing, and the more you hear him talk, it sounds exactly like that.
You know, I fought you tooth and nail on that when you first said it, but the more time goes on, it appears more and more likely that you were right.
And you know what? Yep. That's cool, because in this business, sometimes you have to do that, but...
I don't think it is cool.
Not in the way CM Punk did it. Sometimes you have to take a small step and use that small step to propel yourself to it. Like Jade Cargill, for instance. They wouldn't have looked for 2 seconds at her because, you know, she's past college athletics, so the NIL wouldn't have helped her. You know, she's got a family. She's got to get all that shit in order. I don't think she'd have got the same look if she wasn't already on AEW television. It's the same thing with Cody. There's nothing wrong with using a company as a stepping stone as long as you do it professionally, as long as you go in thinking the right way. If I'm successful, they're successful. If they're successful, I'm successful, which takes me to that next level that I want to be, because there's still people that want to wrestle at WrestleMania.
Sure.
That's a dream of a lot of people. People that grew up watching it that never got in the ring would be like, oh, that'd be cool. It was a dream of mine at one point. Like, that's... And so to... The way CM Punk went about it was wrong, but this industry's almost built on it. Drew McIntyre's an example. Jericho might be one of the bigger examples. Eddie, they had to go. They left WCW, and I bring them up because they left WCW, and then it got real bad because it was already on the downturn. I went to the show after Chris Benoit won the title. And he said, fuck you, I'm gone. Even after winning. I was at the Schottenstein Center that next night. And there was a lot of decisions made then that led to that. But I think that was the dam breaking when they left. And they showed how good they were because they were given an opportunity somewhere fresh.
My disappointment with CM Punk is this. I still love CM Punk. I still support CM Punk. Still so glad he's in WWE and in wrestling. But he sold people like me a bill of goods when it came to his thoughts on AEW. And given that he's built his career in some respects in saying and believing what other people refuse to say and believe, that's disappointing to see him kind of stoop to that level, for lack of a better term. Now, if you're going to lie, there's way worse ways to lie. Make no mistake about that. But it's just pretty out of character for him to sell us on... What is a bill of goods, to my knowledge?
And had he been there day one, I don't think I'd have this feeling.
Yeah.
But you waited until it was a proven commodity, and then you came.
All right.
You waited till Cody was gone.
I agree.
and then you came. Like, it's not like you were early on.
Well, Cody was still there for a couple weeks.
Couple weeks, yeah, that's true. But it's not like you were there from day one.
I got you.
And, Danielson's not out here acting like this.
Yep. And Moxley isn't.
Tell your truth, but, we have to look at the whole picture. Danielson's happy. Mox is happy. Claudio's happy.
Copeland's
happy. Christian's happy. Jericho's happy. We might not be happy with everything he's doing, but Jericho's happy. And that matters. And on the same other side of the coin, motherfuckers in WWE are happy right now. You see it in their work. It's great for the business.
Ronda Rousey continues to speak out. She spoke on News Nation. She's selling her book. That an incident with Drew Gulak happened where she alleges that he grabbed the drawstring of her pants or her gear or whatever have you. He put out a statement saying that he went for a handshake and accidentally touched it or grabbed it or what have you. You saw the statement. What do you think of that? I gotta tell you, I want to believe Drew. I really do, but I don't because I just don't see how your hand goes near someone's drawstring when you're going for the handshake.
It depends what motion he was in the handshake. He did say he was in a group of people. You're going up, you're going down, you're turning, you're doing this, you're doing that, what have you. It's a drawstring, right? Drawstring.
That's what I believe.
A drawstring.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Oh, fuck you. That's my problem.
Sure.
We have to be able to be I've bumped into people. I've actually been bumped into. Sometimes there's unintended touching of areas. A drawstring, bro? Now, I wasn't there. I don't know whose side to take. Like you said, I'd like to believe Drew Gulak didn't mean anything by it.
Sure.
I like to believe that Ronda maybe took it a little personally, maybe. I don't know. I like to believe that it was an accident. And I want to know who else was there and what they thought. Because nobody else is bitching at Drew Gulak for it. Is this just another, I just didn't like Drew Gulak, so I'm just going to go ahead and bash him too? I want to give her the benefit of the doubt. If she felt violated, then it's her right to feel that way.
Sure.
I'm not, but at the same time, the accidental touching of a drawstring somewhere, I could see that happening if you're a group of five people, especially because it's wrestling shows are crazy. You're going this, you're going that, you're going the other. I mean, I don't know.
And unlike many women, Ronda Rousey is in a position of power. And
yeah, she could have whooped that ass.
Like number one, you could have physically hurt him. Number two, if Ronda Rousey goes to, I forget when, maybe in 2012, or 2022, she said this happened, I believe. So Stephanie McMahon is going to the company who we know thought the world of running the company, or at least heavily involved at that point. I don't know if this is before or after Vince's first retirement. We know that Triple H and Stephanie thought the world of Ronda Rousey and wanted to do anything they could to make her happy and keep her around, right?
Yeah.
She could have easily, and again, I'm not saying this makes it untrue. I'm saying she could have easily gone to Stephanie McMahon, because Drew was pretty low on the totem pole compared to Ronda Rousey.
Oh, for sure.
And said, hey, this happened. I wasn't comfortable with it. And given Ronda Rousey's ability, and frankly, and I'll give her this, her candor for speaking out at certain points, though sometimes I wonder if it's not from a place of bitterness now, I could see her going to such and such right away and saying, hey, this happened. You're Ronda Rousey, because again, Ronda Rousey's afforded a thing a lot of women aren't, which is you have more power than Drew Gulak. I don't even mean physical. I'm talking about you have more stroke in any place you are versus any place Drew Gulak is. That's no disrespect to the great wrestler Drew is.
But yeah,
but the name value.
There's a different, pedestals to this.
The name value. And so yeah, I don't know who to believe on this. I hope Drew's telling the truth and it was an honest mistake and no big deal, and she's now kind of, as I believe some victims can occasionally do, using some revisionist history, because you're already ripping your company out the ass. Because she seems to be on a crusade about the culture's bad.
Yeah, she does.
I don't know. But
I mean, it's almost the same type of situation with CM Punk. You're saying, and I know they work there, and I know they're worried about their paychecks and shit, but, You can see it on their faces. You hear the Undertaker come and say, "It was really weird, and I don't know that I like that no one was yelling at each other." Like, I, what she's saying and what uncontracted Mark Calloway...
I'm losing track of the knobs here, sorry. Because I gotta... Travis echoes if I'm not, like, over here paying attention to him talking, so I gotta turn him up.
Quit messing with my knob. God damn.
Matches up from you?
No, I expected you to do it, but I'll do it.
Oh, okay, because I'm not doing enough. Oh, the new world champion?
I need a second.
The new champion for All Elite Wrestling?
Yeah.
Mr. Samoa Joe?
Stop talking to me a second.